This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Began yesterday, and that should be dominating the news cycle, but it is not, and it is just how the Democrats want it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. These progressives, leftists, they do not want you thinking about all the stuff that will come out during the Senate trial, because see, this is what the Republicans control. This is not one of these kangaroo courts run by Nadler or Schiff, and the things that are going to break will be very revealing, to say the least. It'll put a damper on everything that the Democrats have planned to try to get Donald Trump, which is really just to try to get you. Trump is only a placeholder. As I've said before, Democrats don't care if they got Trump, they got Ted Cruz, if they got Rand Paul, if they got Fiorina. They didn't care. They were going to get whoever sat in that seat. And the only one who could forego this, God saw in his great vision, he said, the only person on earth that can withstand this is Donald Trump. And that's why we sit where we are today. And that's not me being a homer. That's not me being, oh my God, Donald Trump is so dreamy. No, it's none of that. That's me being a pragmatist, saying, do you know anybody who would be willing to do it? You think Bloomberg, with all his money, he could withstand this if they sent Barack Obama? If they sent a fraction of the media, that little dude would crack like the chump that he is. He'd break in two. Anyway, I'll tell you something. We got a lot to talk about today, and I'm going to talk about Crooked Rod Rosenstein. I call him Rod the Rat because he's the one testifying before the Senate, the first witness. We'll talk more about him tomorrow, though. But how quickly these riots occurred, right? How fast they pulled these riots together. I just want you to consider that. They had bricks laid out for these people. It was insane. How do you do that? How do you orchestrate that? As you think of that, remember how the media will do, you know, some Trump is unhinged. He's unhinged. Donald Trump, unhinged. Unhinged, 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 unhinged. You know, it'll be just this a mashup of everybody saying the same thing. In case you wonder, how do you get bricks in 40 cities across the country organized so, put in strategic locations next to courthouses and police stations and things like this? How do you do that so quickly? If the left were to act as quickly to solve actual problems, we might actually achieve world peace and end hunger and even save the whales and a few spotted owls and baby seals. But the left only mobilize for evil, and they disguise what is good. You know, this George Brown, he got killed. I mean, George Floyd, he got killed, blah, blah. We got to help him. They disguise it under that as they do their evil. It's not a protest. It's not a riot, they say. It's a revolution. Millions of dollars put into the Black Lives Matter movement. Do you know they raised $10 million in 5 days for George Floyd in the GoFundMe account? The guy who runs GoFundMe kicked it off with $500,000 because he wants the virtue signal that he is down for the cause. This is insane. Folks, I don't even want to tell you how much money we've raised in the decade plus I've been doing this, doing things by the book. And we don't raise a fraction of that. This dude hit the dead black man lotto. And that's what I called it. I called it with Freddie Gray, who got $7 million for his death. Michael Brown Jr., he got a bunch of money for his death. And on down the line. I'm to the point now I want to take a lottery within my family. We take our most incorrigible family member. Too bad Burl Jr. is dead. Because we could have really used that silly Negro. We would have set him up. Get a cop to put his foot on his neck and do away with him. Because let me tell you, half the family wanted to kill Burl Jr. anyway. So let's just get a cop to do it. We get $10 million. We give $5 million to the cop and the family splits the other five. How about that for the black man lotto? Wow. dude, does anybody know anything about this guy, George Floyd? You don't, do you? The media won't tell you much about him. All we know is he was passing a counterfeit bill. Well, the head of the Minneapolis Police Union, he talked about George Floyd's criminal history. Not because it takes anything away from the man's death. He shouldn't have died. I don't care what he did as a criminal. He shouldn't have died. But they won't even talk about it because it is taboo. It is verboten to say anything about it. Like the guy who got fired, get this, the NBA announcer, because he dared say all lives matter. Every single one. Let me ask you, do you think your life matters, white girl, white boy? You think your life matters? Because see, I do. I don't think there's any harm in somebody saying all lives matter. But because the racists have trained people to go, if you don't say black lives matter, then you're a racist. So this guy gets fired over it. I hope he sues the NBA. And I hope he gets $100 million. Because if George Floyd can get $10 million so far in 5 days, what should somebody get who's also wronged because he dares stick up for a very basic principle that all lives matter? Here's his violent history, though. They won't tell you about it. The media won't tell you about it. You're not going to hear many announcers talk about it because, Kevin, you're talking about George Floyd because, you know, that's a terrible thing to do. That has nothing to do. You're right. It has nothing to do with his murder. But it does give you a little bit of context about what he may have done with the cops. Yeah. So, he was 5 years behind bars in 2009 for an assault and robbery that had happened 2 years earlier. Before that, he'd been convicted of charges ranging from theft with a firearm to drugs. But let me tell you, if you didn't hear that from me, you might just think this dude was a church-going, you know, choir member, and worked with the Boys and Girls Club and all this. Look, I don't care what his past was, but it does give you some idea of how he might have accosted the cops, how he might have been greeted by. I just want you to understand, if the dude had been a real saint, you could go, geez, man, I don't understand it. And here's what the irony is. The irony is this dude is not Rosa Parks. This dude is not Jackie Owens. Jesse Owens or Jackie, you know who I'm talking about. I'm going to do a Biden on you. You know that thing. This is not somebody that the black community can hold up in high esteem and say, here's the new Martin Luther King. This is worse than, not worse, but this is like Michael Brown Jr. making a martyr out of somebody who was a thug. Tragic his death, though. I'll give him that. We'll do that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I tell you what, boy, you white folks, y'all are easy to get defensive. I had a friend of mine, we talked the other day. She listens to the program, so she knows who I'm talking about. And she's like, Kevin, I don't know what to do. It was funny because right after I talked to her, I talked to a childhood buddy of mine who sent me a text. And the text essentially says, Kevin, I'm no racist. We grew up together, man. I never thought of you as black, but I'm feeling conflict. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. White people out there conflicted. You know what you're conflicted, what you're conflicted about? You're going, wait a minute, I agree. That shouldn't have happened to George Floyd, but why are they rioting? Why are they still against me, the other side of this? George Soros has poured a lot of money, folks, to destroy the white America. You know, capitalism, limited government, traditional values, blah, blah, blah. Boy, they have done a number on you. I have friends that don't have a racist bone in their bodies. They don't hang out with me because I'm black, you know, we are of like mind, body, spirit. We are one America, right? An unhyphenated America. And they're calling me, they're texting me, and they're going, man, Kevin, I'm feeling guilty. And I asked my buddy, his name is Tommy, I said, Tommy, why would you possibly feel guilty? I go, I know you. I know you from freaking 8 years old up to now. Why would you feel guilty? He doesn't have an answer. I said, because you've been trained to feel guilt. It's programmed in you. It's in your DNA. That's the thing. When people ask me, Kevin, how are we going to win? I go, you got to get that stuff that's in your DNA that is now, you know, sucked onto your DNA. You got to get rid of that. It's irradiated. You ever been radiation poisoning? Worst kind of poisoning you can get. Completely breaks down your DNA structure. That is exactly what leftism does. It is the worst kind of nuclear radiation you could possibly get because it destroys your DNA. It makes you think you aren't who you are. It distorts your view of yourself. Google it. You'll see what I'm talking about. Radiation poisoning. Doesn't take long. You're toast. White American values. The guy was writing this. He says white doesn't even mean Caucasian. And the radical construction, it means anyone of a race, creed, nationality, color, sex, or sexual preference who embraces these beliefs, which to the radical left are irredeemably evil, anyone who aligns with them is white in spirit and thus equally guilty of white crimes. In other words, if you believe in capitalism and limited government and pick yourself up by your bootstraps and traditional core values, etc., you are white. That's why, you know, black folks like me get called all kinds of names, even though I can prove to you that the step and fetch it Negro is the other side. It is the leftist who just, the black leftist who goes along to get along. Oh, and they talk about the collective. Oh, Kevin, this is about the collective, man. The black man has a collective problem. No, you don't. Every problem that you have as an individual. And you're not going to convince this black man that I need to be part of a collective. The only collective that I'm part of is the American collective. Because I can promise you, there are millions of examples of black folks who work independently. And everything's good. Oh, but if we don't work together as one, then we cannot get ahead. Whatever. You know, if you want to convince yourself of that nonsense, go for it. Not going to convince me. This writer writes, the Black Lives Matter movement carries this narrative to unprecedented heights, observes Simpson, claiming that only whites can be racist. And while justifying violence to achieve social justice, the movement's goal is to overthrow our society and to replace it with a Marxist one. Many members of the black community, especially business owners, church members, religious leaders, would be shocked to learn that the intellectual godfathers of this movement are mostly white communists, queers, leftist Democrats, intent on making blacks into cannon fodder for the radical leftist revolution brewed by the money of a Nazi collaborator, and they're talking about George Soros. That part right there is what you need to tell people. I give you jewels on the Kevin Jackson Show. By the way, it's the KevinJacksonShow.com. 5 days a week, you can listen to the podcast. Some places they got it on the weekends. Do it and tell people about it. All right? 844-551-8255. Tell black leftists when they come up to you with all this racism and say, hey, interesting that you should know white people are behind your movement. Powerful white folks are the reason why you are spewing this nonsense to me. Are you aware of that? It is the Communist Party. It is the LGBT. It is leftist Democrats like Pelosi and Schumer and all that. That is who are the rulers of your plantation. And you happily are on it. They think it's run by, you know, some Malcolm X or something. They think it's Farrakhan or somebody over this. Ask them to go to the source. Ask them for one second, say, where do you think the money comes from that funds your stuff? Look, I'm going to tell you, I could be filthy rich if I was on the left, if I was just taking money from folks. I could be filthy rich. George Soros would love to get a hold of a guy like me and give me some money. Because I can make, if y'all, my friends had called me up feeling guilty, I'd have y'all commit suicide. Shoot. Man. Oh, can you imagine the junk I could spew with my gift? But I won't do it. But see, these black sellouts, they'll take that money. They'll take that money and they'll make you feel guilty. And the cycle continues. And don't ask me why. I don't know why Dr. Evil would want to see something, except, you know, maybe it's some long-lost piece of history that George Soros or somebody else is about. And by the way, I don't care if it's George Soros or if it's Hillary Clinton. As far as I'm concerned, it's the white leftists that are in our faces that are doing it. Nancy Pelosi pulls more black strings of puppet strings than most people I know. She can tell Clyburn something and he will jump. Man, you want to talk about a step and fetch it Negro? Let Nancy Pelosi give Clyburn some marching orders. And boy, he's like, yes, Mazel. Let's go, Miss Nancy. He is a buck dancing son of a gun, boy. But Nancy Pelosi gets nothing but scorn from me. Because, see, I know the agenda. And the agenda is to demoralize blacks, get them to use them, as this guy said, as fodder. And still, and worst case, demoralize the rest of America. I tell people this in a Seeking Educational Excellence, our education initiative. I say, they don't want to just demoralize black kids. They want white kids demoralized worse than black kids. So you got two sets of demoralized kids now going through the system. That's what we have. And George Floyd's death is a perfect metaphor. What's happening in the public sector with George Floyd, where people think this is about social justice and all this, the same thing is happening right now in academia. That's all it's about. They will use the. There will be lessons taught on George Floyd. It'll be put in there with Philando Castile and Eric Garner and Michael Brown Jr. and who else. It'll all be taught as a lesson for us all about how racist America is and how careful we got to be. Fan the flames of hate. Unbelievable that we allow this type of thing to occur right before our very eyes.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Bill Barr says the foundation of the United States depends on rule of law. The Attorney General also telling reporters that justice will be served in the death of George Floyd, an unarmed black man who died in police custody. Barr saying they have evidence as to who's behind the rioting and looting going on all across the United States.
We have evidence that Antifa and other similar extremist groups, as well as actors of a variety of different political persuasions, have been involved in instigating and participating in the violent activity. And we are also seeing foreign actors playing all sides to exacerbate the violence.
Also this hour in Minneapolis and Brooklyn, a memorial service is being held to commemorate the life of George Floyd. You're listening to USA Radio News. Google is facing a proposed class action lawsuit that accuses a tech giant of invading people's privacy and tracking internet use even when browsers are set to private mode. USA Radio Network's Jesse Edwards has more.
The suit, filed in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California, alleges that Google violates wiretapping and privacy laws by continuing to intercept, track, and collect communications even when people use private or incognito mode. The lawsuit seeks at least $5 billion from Google and its parent company, Alphabet. The complaint says the proposed class may include millions of Google users and is looking for damages of at least $5,000 for each individual. Google said it disputes the claims and plans to defend itself vigorously against them. For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards.
Walmart is pulling firearms from sales floors and putting them in secure places as looting and rioting continues over George Floyd's death. The company says firearms will still be available for sale in those stores. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Rod Rosenstein, the Rat. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Love talking about these leftists being exposed all the time. And I have to tell you, boy, they have a look about them. McCabe, Rosenstein, all of them. You used to see those guys and you kind of have a this modicum of respect for them. You know, they seem to be the good guys. The guys that said, I'll put, you know, politics aside. I'm going to do the right thing. They had kind of a look about them. You felt like you could trust them. Not anymore. I see the Comeys. I see the McCabe's, the Rosensteins, the Strucks. And I go, the Schiffs. And I go, those are the guys that will try to ruin your life over a candy bar. You got the last one, and they wanted it, and you wouldn't give it up, you know? And it was a look. You were both reaching for it, and you got it. And you looked up at them, and they looked at you with like, oh, well, whatever. And you think it's an innocent thing. I got the last Snickers, and I'm hangry, right? And so you're hangry, right? And the guy, you think it's gone. It's over. He's got your license plate. He's already contacted the office. He is looking to ruin your life. This is enemy of the state. Version 2.0. It's the way it works. It's KevinJacksonShow.com. It's how you find us. Podcast available anytime, 24/7 at the website. Hope you do take advantage of that and tell people about it. Greg Jarrett of Fox News wrote of former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. He says he is a master of prevarication and deflection. He holds an MS in BS and a PhD in vacuous excuses. He is a professor emeritus of duplicity and deception. As a prodigious suck-up, he's the Eddie Haskell of lawyers. And he has plenty of evidence. The man who oversaw the illegally sought and criminally executed Russian collusion investigation. That is what I call a rat dropping. You ever seen rat droppings? You grow up in the country, you know what rat droppings look like. Little cylindrical pellets. Rat droppings. And like a rat, Rosenstein can't control his bladder. So he leaks everywhere he went. Oh, he thought he got away with it. By the way, they're all swamp rats, and they all leaked. Do you know that a rat can't hold his bladder? He pees everywhere he goes, and that's how he finds his way to and from. And if you put ultraviolet light down, you can see where they go. And you know what Donald Trump did? He bought a bunch of ultraviolet lights. And he can see the rats. Urine trail. And he follows the little rat droppings that they leave from time to time. So he knows he's got rats. Oh, I'm so glad you're here today. I feel inspired to speak to you about Rod the Rat Rosenstein. It's like Ratatouille up in here. You seen the movie Ratatouille? Where the little rat ends up running the restaurant and all his buddies came one time and raided the, started eating at the restaurant. You know what happened ultimately to that cute little Ratatouille and the chef? They shut his restaurant down. Well, that's about that what's going to happen with Rod the Rat Rosenstein. Jared goes on to add, during his ignominious tenure at the Justice Department, Rosenstein was at the center of the Russia hoax, pulling the investigatory levers of manipulation over an imaginary collusion conspiracy that eventually went bust. But not before incalculable damage was done to the Trump presidency, government institutions, and America's faith in our system of justice. But Rod the Rat almost did something that was unthinkable. He was willing to wear a wire in order to entrap President Trump. Do you guys remember this? Now, I would have loved to have heard the recording from that wiretap because Trump didn't do anything. That's what the evidence, and I'm using my finger quotes, would have revealed. But yeah, Rosenstein was going to wear a wire. And McCabe, Rosenstein denied it. Oh yeah, the rat denied it. I didn't do that as he sits there eating on a cracker. I did not do that. He's got cheese. Can I have some of that cheese? So he denies it. McCabe goes, not only did he do it, he's the one that suggested it. This is a rat fight. You know, we heard of a cat fight, right? This is a rat fight. Two rats going at it. Who do you believe? Two liars. You just heard Greg Jarrett's description of Rod Rosenstein. An MS in BS and a PhD in, what did he say? I forget what he has, a PhD in vacuous excuses. But you got these two guys going at each other, but both calling each other liars. I believe McCabe in this one. I believe Rosenstein said, you know what? I'll set him up. I'll wear a wire. I'll get him to say what we need him to say. I wish he had done it. I wish he'd followed through with his little rat plan. Because you know what it would have, if we had gotten those tapes, it would have been exactly what happened when we got the Cohen tapes. You remember what happened when he got the Cohen tapes? It was Donald Trump going, oh, it's a nuisance. It never had. It's a total nuisance. Yeah, look, just, I don't care. Just do whatever you need to do to dispose of it. It's a nuisance. The smoking gun was Donald Trump was going to be on tape going, oh, yeah, we got to cover it up. I did have that affair with Stormy Daniels. Oh, yeah, yeah, let's cover it up. Ooh, I'm in big trouble. And Donald Trump was like, it's nonsense. He was talking to a Miss America or something from the pageant, and he was going, look, total BS. He didn't go, hey, listen, if they call you, don't say that you and I had a thing, you know? Donald Trump did none of that. They got the tapes. And you know, the tapes were a bust. Just like when they got his tax returns. It was a bust. Rosenstein reneged on his deal to wear a wire because an innocent man would have nothing to reveal. The reason why Democrats got nothing on Trump is because there was nothing on Trump. Trump was politically above reproach, a term D.C. swamp rats often use to describe themselves. See, leftists want you to know who they are by what they claim to be, and it is always the opposite of what they tell you. They told us James Comey was a straight-laced dude. He was the best D.C. had to offer. You knew then James Comey was crooked, and he was the worst. They told you the same of Mueller, the most straight-laced guy. People on both sides of the aisle like him. No, they don't. People on both sides of the aisle think he's a moron. He's Mr. Magoo, and he proved it. That's what they tell you. Goes on, Rosenstein's going to test his skills. Yeah. Lying skank is going to appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee. He's going to be the first domino. That's what I call him, the first domino. They call him a witness. I call him a domino. And he's going to testify about the origins and the evolution of the completely defunct Russian collusion investigation. And no matter what, skill set he has in all of this, he's got a difficult job given his part in the deception, because the new disclosures have shed light on what he and many others in the Obama administration attempted to do. He no longer has the cover of darkness known as classified. And now, this has to be scary for Rosenstein. He knows what the director of national intelligence knows. He knows that they will not hesitate to declassify additional information should he try to perjure himself. See, it was different when it was somebody else in control of that he was in cahoots with. Now, Rick Grenell, who turned over everything to Ratcliffe, and you know what Rosenstein knows? He knows what they know. See, if you go into the police officer, and he's like, well, Kevin, were you in the scene of the crime where this guy got killed? And no, I was. But if you know they know, y'all know I was there. I already know y'all got the video. That's a different answer. But when you don't think they know, then you answer like Rosenstein's done in the past, Rosenstein. That's what you do. Prior to leaving his role in the Justice Department, Rosenstein had skated Congress in explaining his role in the conspiracy, and he had coverage by the legacy swamp rats. But those days are over. Despite his ability to slither out folks of harm's way, a professional skill in D.C. that they happily put on their resumes, Rosenstein is not going to wriggle out of this. He greenlit the illegal investigation. So his testimony gives him two choices. One, he can take personal responsibility, which he will never do. Or two, he can throw other people under the bus. And with the walls closing in on him, I think he's going to err on the side of reality and he's going to start pointing fingers. Because how could he greenlight an investigation of the magnitude of Mueller's on such flimsy evidence? One answer: collusion to commit treason. That's what Rosenstein and many others did to defeat whoever the Republicans nominated. I've said this before, it was not personal for Trump. So good luck in your testimony, Rod the Rat. We'll be watching.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I would love to tell you it's about to get ugly for Democrats, but it already is ugly. It's been covered up by, I don't know, riots and all kinds of other stuff, lockdowns and, you know, Chinese Wuhan hoaxes and all this other stuff. But it's ugly for Democrats. And that's why this chaos is very good for them. They got a vice president, they got a presidential candidate, former vice president, who is under fire. Their party is under fire. Multiple fires. I'm not talking about little spot fires you can just go send a rinky-dink fire truck to go take care of. I'm talking about mass conflagrations that they hope don't all come together. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, the KevinJacksonShow.com, 844 855-821-8255. If you are a Democrat right now, you know how big a trouble you're in. You can try to cover. You can play the game. You can try to act sanctimonious and still pretend that you care about little orphans and widows and black folks and Latinos and separation of babies at borders and all that. But you know your butt is in the meat grinder. And Donald Trump is the one going, he's the motor. He's the motor. And if he's not doing it himself, he's got some good, strong people to do it for him. Less than 2 weeks ago, folks, Susan Rice asked for the release of the transcripts between General Michael Flynn and the Ukrainian ambassador to the U.S., Sergei Kislyak. She implied that the release of those transcripts would explain all the perceived dirty dealing by Obama's Justice Department. She had hoped, quite frankly, this would be the threat of it, she thought, would back them off. I dare you to release the transcripts between General Michael Flynn and Kislyak, and you'll see why we did what we did. Here's what The Hill wrote. Former Obama administration national security advisor Susan Rice has called for the Trump administration to release transcripts of phone calls between Michael Flynn, her successor under President Trump, and then ambassador to the U.S., Sergei Kislyak. Rice, through a spokeswoman, renewed her call for the transcripts to be publicly released after acting DNI Rick Grenell declassified an email Rice sent to herself documenting a meeting in 2017 about Flynn's contacts with Kislyak. And here's what she says. In the interest of transparency, Ambassador Rice again calls upon Director of National Intelligence to release the unredacted transcripts of all Kislyak Flynn calls. Spokesperson Aaron Pelton said in a statement on behalf of Rice, the American people deserve the full transcripts so they can judge for themselves Michael Flynn's conduct. That's what they said. Now, let's look at the mystery we have of the infamous email to self that she sent on Inauguration Day, January of 2017, a document so contrived, it's been mocked as a third grader's attempt at an alibi. Surely Rice figured this email would never be discovered, given her amateurish cover-your-butt move. Interestingly, Rice made no more protests to have the transcript released, saved May 19th. Probably because acting director of national intelligence at the time, Rick Grenell, took the media spin away by letting Team Obama know that he was in the very process of doing exactly that. Let me tell you people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, these people had no clue what they ran into when they awoken the giant of the Trump administration. They say, release the transcripts. And Trump goes, okay. And they're used to, oh, well, we can't do that because of national security implications or whatever, because they've had swamp rats always in there to run cover. And you know what Rick Grenell is not? He is not a swamp rat. He is a very competent young man who said, no problem, I'll call your bluff. I need another show so I can tell y'all what I really think he said. Yep. So he took the spin away. He took away Rice's ability to go, they won't even release the transcripts because they know what Michael Flynn said. And Michael Flynn was talking about this, that, and the other. And Flynn and Rick Grenell goes, no, let's do it. He released them. And they prove there was no conceivable Logan Act violation, nothing wrong at all. This is what Sidney Powell, the attorney for Mike Flynn, said. Nothing. General Flynn should have been applauded for asking for, quote, cooler heads to prevail and trying to keep things on an even keel, encouraging mutual interests of Russia and the U.S. in the stability of the Middle East and fighting radical Islam. She goes on to say this, the conduct of the FBI, certain members of the DOJ, the special counsel operation, those in the House and Senate and elsewhere who have obstructed the release of the truth, have all obstructed justice, put this man, his family, and the entire country through 3 years of hell for their lies and deceit. She capitalized lies. That's why I said it that way. Lies! There are no words. Oh, man. We try to give you Activision Radio. She goes on to say, there are no words to sufficiently convey our disgust and disdain for all those responsible in any way for this baseless and purely evil persecution. Folks, the Obama administration is not going to skulk out of this. And I believe the information that we learned from General Flynn, I don't know if you read these transcripts. I read what his conversation was with Kislyak, and it was exactly as I predicted. It was a guy saying, as in his role, hey, look, we got to work together. We'll get things figured out. It'll take a little time, blah, blah, blah. It was the way a phone call would be expected. As Donald Trump would say, it was a perfect call. It was a perfect phone call. It was a totally perfect call. It was perfect. And it was. Yep. Patience, America. Our time is almost at hand. Eric Swalwell, you know who he is, congressman out of California, a nutcase to say the least. He says, Richard Grenell to release the Flynn transcripts. And so he did via DNI Radcliffe. We now see that Flynn was holding conversations with a Russian emissary exactly as we'd expect for his role. That makes Eric Swalwell the dumbest man in America. That was Richard Grenell, rather, commenting about something Swalwell said. I got that wrong. Thanks, producers. Yeah, get this now. Just remember what this was all about. Flynn got charged by Mueller in 2017 with making false statements to federal officials about conversations he'd had with Kislyak on December the 22nd and December the 29th. And according to the charging documents from Mueller, Flynn allegedly falsely claimed to the FBI agents that he did not ask Kislyak to refrain from escalating in response to U.S. expulsion of Russian diplomats, and falsely claimed that he did not ask Kislyak to help defeat an anti-Israel resolution pending before the UN at the time. Mueller also claimed that Flynn lied when he said he didn't remember Kislyak telling him that Russia would, quote, moderate its response to the expulsions. But the transcript on December 29th, which was cited by Mueller, did not include a request from Flynn that Russia, quote, refrain from escalating in response to the U.S. expulsion of Russian diplomats. According to the transcript, Flynn asked Kislyak for Russia's response to be reciprocal, so that the U.S., not Russia, would not be forced to escalate beyond expulsion. Let me just make this simple for you. Make it reciprocal. Don't go any farther than you have to. Those are his words. Because I don't want us to get into something that has to escalate on a tit for tat. What he was saying was nothing wrong. He goes on, I really don't want us to get into a situation where we're going, you know, where we do this and you do something bigger, and then, you know, everybody's got to go back and forth and everybody's got to be the tough guy here, you know? That's what Flynn said. I'm reading his exact words. We need cool heads to prevail. And we need to be very steady about what's going on because we have absolutely a common threat in the Middle East right now. Kislyak says, we agree. What part of that is a violation of anything that has to do with national security? I dare you, dumb. I'm going to clean it up. You dumb butt leftists, to explain to me what Flynn said that would make you go, oh my gosh, look at what he just did. That was total diplomacy. And Flynn goes on to say this. If you have to do something on a reciprocal basis. And then we know that we're not going to escalate this thing. That was a perfect phone call. And the Democrats wanted to milk that. Let's see Rod Rosenstein. Let's see these people explain all this as to the predicate to why we had to go and launch this whole multi-million-dollar investigation. Because let me explain something to you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show right now. They have no answers.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.